A call for active work. The present situation in Washington. Now is our time to press to the front in Washington. As we work with all our might, our trust must be in God. Sooner or later, Sunday laws will be passed. But there is much for God's servants to do to warn the people. This work has been greatly retarded by their having to wait and stand against the devisings of Satan, which have been striving to find a place in our work. We are years behind. God's law is to be vindicated by the obedience of heart and mind and by strong arguments. For a long time, I have carried a heavy burden regarding the work to be done in Washington. The time has come when the liberty of the Church of Christ is endangered. If the forces of the enemy gain the victory now, it will be because the churches have neglected their God-given work. I am glad that the Lord has at Washington able men who can treat this Sunday movement as it should be treated. Let every minister, every evangelist, now put on the whole armor of God and work and watch and pray. Our church members also should humble their hearts before God and cry aloud and spare not. Mrs. E. G. White, January 16, 1905. The work that they are doing is the Lord's work, and His angels are round about them. We certainly see the hand of the Lord in the establishment of the work in this place. The message received is that many years ago this work should have been done. The call for help that is being made now should have been made long ago. The means that is sent in is to be used in the most careful, economical way. God will surely bless those who will aid in carrying out the command, "Arise and build for me a memorial in Washington." Let all His people take an active, unselfish interest in the advancement of the work that the Lord has declared should be done. As the work advances, the workers will gain great blessings in seeing that the Lord answers the prayers ascending to Him. His name is to be glorified. His truth is to find standing room here. The Lord God of Israel is in the work in this place, and we acknowledge it. Sanitarium, California, March 30, 1905. Dear brethren and sisters, I am greatly burdened because the money needed for the completion of our school and sanitarium at Tacoma Park comes in so slowly. The Lord has said that these institutions should be put in working order as soon as possible. We have no time to lose. I address all our church members, not merely to a few, but to all has the Lord entrusted talents, and from each one, according to his several ability, He expects returns. The rapidly increasing wickedness in the world testifies plainly that the end of all things is at hand. My brethren and sisters, take hold without delay to supply the means needed for the completion of the work at Washington. If you will open your hearts to the influence of the Holy Spirit, this work can soon be accomplished. Let your piety and liberality be shown just now in the accomplishment of the work that must be done in Washington, and in the sending forth of missionaries to all parts of the world. Put your hearts into the effort, that soon the word may go forth that the needed means has been supplied, and that the work may go forward with joyful dispatch. The Lord has entrusted you with means to be used in this very emergency. The work being carried on at the capital of our nation concerns us all. Every believer has a part to act in helping to carry out the purposes of God for the establishment of His truth in this place. More than 20 years ago, institutions should have been established in Washington. It is with deep regret that we think of how the work has been neglected. It must be neglected no longer. The erection of the necessary buildings must be carried forward without delay. Let not your zeal lessen till this work is accomplished. The training school must be fully equipped, that those who come may receive a thorough training as evangelists, medical missionaries, and teachers. Unmistakable evidences point to the nearness of the end. The warning is to be given in clear, certain tones. My brethren, study diligently what has recently appeared in the review on this subject. Present this matter with clearness to our people in the churches and from house to house. Gather the people together as families and pray with them, and, with hearts made tender by the Holy Spirit, show them the importance of leaving nothing undone that can be done at this important time. Let us be determined that the Washington Fund shall be closed during the General Conference. Paul wrote of the churches in Macedonia, "In a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. Shall not this be the testimony born of our people at this time?" Ellen G. White.